incoming message.
Inspiration. You ever try to find inspiration on a Tuesday? It's nearly impossible. I mean, Tuesdays have no identity. Mondays, now they have the drama. Everyone dreads Mondays. And Wednesdays, well, that's hump day. Thursdays, they're practically Friday. But Tuesday is just, it's just there. Yet inspiration is supposed to strike at any moment. You know, they say, seek and ye shall find. But where exactly does one find inspiration? Is it hiding under my laundry pile? Did I leave it in the fridge next to last night's leftovers? Because inspiration on a weekday feels as elusive as a sock after it enters the dryer. There, one minute, gone the next. You know, people think that inspiration comes in some grand cinematic moment. You know, like an epiphany on a mountaintop or some ancient guru whispering wisdom in your ear. But some of my best ideas have come while standing in the shower, debating whether I can really skip washing my hair again. Sometimes inspiration is subtle. It's in the small things, you know, like watching an elderly couple hold hands at the grocery store or hearing a song that takes you back to the exact moment that you first heard it. Or realizing that you actually have Tupperware lids that do match the containers. Now that's a miracle. And other times, inspiration is pure survival. Like when you have a deadline, zero motivation, and suddenly your brain kicks into high gear because panic is the mother of creativity. So, where do I find inspiration on a weekday? Well, everywhere. And nowhere. It's in the coffee that wakes me up, the absurdity of everyday life, and often from many of you. Yeah, you. It's in those little moments of clarity that are sandwiched between errands and emails. And if all else fails, there's always Wednesday.